Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel today, the weather is quite pleasant. Expect sunny skies in Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem will see a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's a clear day, perfect for outdoor activities. As the evening approaches, temperatures will remain mild and comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli officials warned that the proposed U.S.-Iran deal may not meet Israel's war goals on nuclear capabilities, missiles, and proxies, as reported by Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, an Israeli airstrike reportedly killed a colonel in the Hamas-led Gaza police force, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Also this hour, an Israeli soldier is under investigation after a viral photo showed a cigarette placed in a Virgin Mary statue. I-24 News reported this earlier today. Separately, Israel's foreign ministry states that peace with Palestinians depends on the Palestinian Authority ending pay-for-slay practices, according to a report by JNS a short time ago. And finally, Walla reports just in that the United States has laid out its demands for a new nuclear agreement with Iran, which includes stopping uranium enrichment for 20 years. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago discussing the possibility of Iran sending enriched uranium to the U.S., featuring insights from former IAEA official Tariq Rauf. Amichai Stein shared that American officials have outlined their red lines for an Iran nuclear deal, including a 20-year halt on uranium enrichment, in a post from earlier. Ynet Global reported recently that Israel has cut access to a key home front rocket tracking system due to fears of Iran-related leaks. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran deal, Israeli officials told Ynet that the proposed agreement may leave Iran's missile capabilities unaffected. They expressed concern that financial relief for Tehran could reduce military pressure. This has implications for Israel's security strategy and regional stability. Turning to the airstrike in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post reported that Nassim Al-Kalazani, a colonel in the Hamas-run police, died when an Israeli airstrike targeted his vehicle. This strike comes hours after rising tensions in the region. It underscores the ongoing volatility between Israel and Gaza. Meanwhile, the IDF is investigating a soldier over a viral photo showing disrespect to a religious symbol, according to I-24 News. The IDF reiterated its commitment to respecting religious sites. This incident highlights the sensitivity required in military operations involving cultural symbols. On the diplomatic front, Israel's stance on Palestinian peace talks hinges on the end of pay-for-slay, JNS reports. The foreign ministry emphasizes that ending these payments is crucial for any reconciliation efforts. This statement sets a clear condition for future negotiations. And finally, Walla reveals that the U.S. demands Iran halt uranium enrichment as part of a new deal. This includes dismantling key nuclear facilities. The outcome of these negotiations could significantly impact regional nuclear tensions. Turning to business and markets. First, Checkpoint stock has fallen to a 2-year low as the CEO focuses on game-changing technology, according to CTech. This comes amid a lowered financial outlook. Separately, Globes reports that Checkpoint has disappointed on revenue but exceeded profit expectations in its latest quarterly results. This mixed performance reflects ongoing challenges in the cybersecurity sector. And finally, Walla Business highlights that pressure from Ukraine led to the cancellation of a Russian ship unloading at Haifa port. This decision comes after threats of sanctions from President Zelensky. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.